As we take our postures for practice, for forgiveness and loving kindness for ourselves, let's be very deliberate about our postures, nicely grounded, the feet at the floor and the bottom in the chair or the cushion. Feel the back nice and strong and tall, upright, dignified, and yet a softening through the chest, an open-heartedness. So strong back, soft, receptive front. Softening down the arms helps here to the fingertips. And letting the head be nicely erect and dignified. Eyes open or closed, whatever your preference. And then listening to this poem by Desmond Tutu, and I think it's a relative, maybe one of his children, Mafo Tutu. And the poem's called Prayer Before the Prayer. I want to be willing to forgive, but I dare not ask for the will to forgive in case you give it to me and I am not yet ready. I am not yet ready for my heart to soften. I am not yet ready to be vulnerable again. Not yet ready to see that there is humanity in my tormentor's eyes, or that the one who hurt me may also have cried. I am not yet ready for the journey. I am not yet interested in the path. I am at the prayer before the prayer of forgiveness. Grant me the will to want to forgive. Grant to me, not yet, but soon. Can I even form the words, forgive me? Dare I even look? Do I dare to see the hurt I have caused? I can glimpse all the shattering pieces of that fragile thing, that soul trying to rise on the broken wings of hope. But only out of the corner of my eye. I am afraid of it. And if I am afraid to see, how can I not be afraid to say, forgive me? Is there a place where we can meet, you and me, the place in the middle, where we straddle the lines, where you are right and I am right too, and both of us are wrong and wronged? Can we meet there and look for the place where the path begins, the path that ends when we forgive? So we're often at the prayer before the prayer, the place before we can actually engage forgiveness. We can nonetheless, though, know that it might be in our best interest. And so there's some inkling of willingness that the poem beautifully speaks to. So let's just take a moment to get grounded again in body. Bringing soothing touch, hand to the heart or elsewhere. Breathe into it. Nice full breaths. And let this touch and let this breath be gestures of showing up for ourselves with kindness and care. A loving, a friendly awareness as best we can. Placing your hands back in your lap, bringing them back whenever you like, or engaging soothing touch throughout. And just feeling the breath for a few moments. Appreciating how we are all universally nurtured with each in-breath. We are all soothed with the out-breath. Feeling this breathing this air that we all receive no matter what, unconditional. As you breathe, beginning to be aware, perhaps from the poem helping you, any barriers you have erected, emotions you've carried, because you have not forgiven yourself, not forgiven others. Stay embodied throughout. Don't get lost in stories, but let yourself feel the pain of this. In order to be compassionate with ourselves, we do need to be aware of the pain. Compassion is a response to pain. And then just listening to these words from Jack Kornfield that he shares. There are many ways that I've hurt and harmed others, have betrayed or abandoned them, caused them suffering, knowingly or unknowingly, out of my own pain, fear, anger, and confusion. And so that statement may give rise to some sense of some beings that you have betrayed or hurt or harmed. Don't take on the big ones, just the little ones, the two or threes out of ten. You know, the curt word here and there. Those moments when we forget others and push for our own way. Perhaps focusing on just one or two. As you remember, and sensing that you can actually release this burden and ask for forgiveness. There are many ways that I have hurt and harmed others, have betrayed or abandoned them, as we all do. Cause them suffering, knowingly or unknowingly, out of my pain, fear, anger, and confusion. And then drawing on, simply saying, I ask for your forgiveness. I ask for your forgiveness. And just notice how you go with that. Staying grounded, soothing touch. May you forgive me. May you forgive me. And now let's do a little shift to forgiveness for ourselves, for harm we may have done to ourselves. just as I've caused suffering to others, there are many ways that I've hurt and harmed myself. I have betrayed or abandoned myself many times, in thought, word, or deed, knowingly or unknowingly, as we all have. So allow yourself to just be aware of one or two of these ways in which you may have hurt or harmed yourself. Don't take on the big ones right now. Take on the ones that you can approach without overwhelm. As you feel the suffering, the sorrow carried from this, can you also sense that you can release these burdens? You can extend forgiveness for each act of harm to yourself. And hearing this phrase from Jack Kornfield, for the ways I have hurt myself through action or inaction, out of fear, pain, and confusion, I now extend a full and heartfelt forgiveness. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. Now, you might not feel that you can go as far as a full and heartfelt forgiveness. You may be at the prayer before the prayer. It's okay. So I forgive myself, or may I forgive myself? May I one day forgive myself for this? And now pausing with that and just feeling body and feeling breathing, taking good care of yourself to be nicely grounded, stand or open your eyes if you need a little more grounding. Offer soothing touch. And the third direction of forgiveness is to forgive others, and we will leave that direction for today, save it for next week when we do that unit. And now let's shift into some loving kindness for ourselves. Possibly holding yourself in mind as a little one, if that's helpful for you, if that opens your heart to yourself. Or imagining that the loving kindness phrases are being given to you by your compassionate friend, someone you trust. And offering yourself words of loving kindness, your own words, taking your time, savoring each one, repeating it several times. Moving to the next one, savoring it several times at your own pace and really staying very nicely grounded in the body. What do you need to hear? And offer it. If it helps you, bring in a dear one. Offer the phrases to the dear one, someone that it's easy for you to offer loving kindness to. And then slip yourself in with them. Practice in a way that feels right for you right now. Remembering common humanity, no one's perfect. We all hurt others, especially those we love. And we all hurt ourselves. We're not alone in this. And then finishing off with your loving kindness phrases for yourself and a loved one. Let's extend those phrases to everyone here today, this entire community, all of us lovely, perfectly imperfect beings. Can we offer these words of goodwill? And you might want to even take a little glance at the screen, notice all the faces. This beautiful community representing all of our common humanity. And then going inward, and I'll offer some phrases of loving kindness for all of us. All of us delightfully, imperfectly, perfectly imperfect beings. May we all be filled with loving kindness, and to the heart or elsewhere. May we all be safe. May we all be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May we all be safe. May we all be healthy and strong in our bodies. Healthy and strong. May we all be happy, peaceful, happy and free in our hearts and minds. May we all be free. And may we all live with ease. May we all joyfully care for ourselves and one another with grace and ease. And just feeling body sitting, being breathed. And listening to the end of the bells.